Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, if he's up, everybody needs to be up. Dear Stephen Shirley, my husband and I are 48 years old. We have a 14-year-old son and a 9-year-old son. And one thing about my husband, he's going to have some kind of intimacy every night of the week. I stopped fighting it when I met him. We had sex on our first date, and we've been together since. It's what made us closer because we have such great chemistry. When I had our first child, he got jealous, and it killed him to wait until my body was ready for sex again. Everyone in our family knows how spicy we are, and it's a running joke. My mother stayed with us for a week after I gave birth to the second boy. My husband showed out every night, and she finally said something to me about it. She asked if I enjoyed it as much as my husband did. I blushed, and I could not believe my mom asked me that. I can't get my husband to be quiet or stay in one room. He wakes our sons up sometimes because he yells or moans the whole time. He overdoes it every time. His reactions are better than any gift he could ever give me. He always thanks me over and over and calls me his queen. My two aunts think it is unnatural, and I can't tell if they're both haters or if there might be really something wrong with my husband. I wouldn't consider him a sex addict, but there are times when he will not take no for an answer. As we get older, I wonder if I will be able to keep up with him because he does not believe in quickies. Is it cool to still be that loud and wild during intimacy after 16 years of marriage? Well, to that, I have to say, girl, yes. That depends on you, too. I just say, please don't listen to those haters. Enjoy your life, okay? There's nothing wrong with your husband except he has a very high libido. You guys are only 48. You're grown, and the kids are not babies anymore, although I don't think he should be waking them up at night with all of that. Could he be more quiet? He could probably take it down a notch or two, but it is his house and he's free to do what he wants. The question is, why are your aunties all up in your business, and how does everyone in your family know what's going on in your house? Is it your mom telling them? I mean, who's telling them? You? Are you telling them? They're all too nosy. You yourself said his reactions are the greatest gifts he could ever give you. So if you're not doing anything that makes you feel uncomfortable, if it's painful in any way, and he won't stop or something like that, then I would say that would be a problem. You seem happy to me. So, like I said earlier, enjoy your life. Steve? What?
It's too much. It's too much. Go sit down somewhere. Wait a minute. Stop it. I don't feel like it. Not tonight. You just had some. What you want now? Don't touch me. I'm over this. What's the matter with you? What? In here? Charles, be quiet. These kids. Get away from the door. We all right. I'm fine. Get away from the door now. Charles Jr. the second. Get away from the door. I'm in here with your mama. This is good. Woo! I ain't never had nothing like this here before. Huh? Now, tell the neighbors. Tell them I'll be out in a minute. Girl, I don't want to put the pillow over my mouth. Shirley said, this is my house. I do what I want to do. This letter crazy. This letter is crazy. She say both of them 48. The one thing about my husband, he gonna have some kind of intimacy every night of the week. Shirley said, girl, ignore them. Go on, enjoy your life. How? This every night. This is every night. I stopped fighting it when I met him. We had sex on our first date. And we've been together since. It's what made us closer. You can't get no closer. If y'all always being intimate, you as close as you can get. When I had my first child, he got jealous, and it killed him to wait until my body was ready for sex again. What? Y'all, this ain't what you mean. How this normal? Everybody in our families know how spicy we are, and it's a running joke. Your mama stayed with you for a week after you gave birth to the second boy. My husband showed out every night. Every night after the boy was born. Finally, your mama said something. Asked you if I enjoyed it as much as my husband did, because he in there just clowning. He don't care who in the house. This ain't normal. We come back, I'll tell you the rest.
All right, we'll have part two of Steve's response coming up 23 minutes after the hour. Subject is, if he's up, everybody needs
Girl,
to be up.
What you doing?
Back into it right after this. All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is, if he's up, everybody needs to be up.
This is about a letter about a man that has to have intimacy with his wife after 16 years of marriage and two children. They has to have some form of intimacy every single night of the week. I'm saying this ain't natural. Shirley said, go and enjoy your life. How you gonna enjoy your night every night?
It's not natural for who?
It ain't natural for most people, Shirley. This is abnormal. And what you gonna do is quit acting like it is natural. That's what you gonna do. You gonna stop acting like it's natural. Cause it ain't.
She's not complaining.
But she is complaining. So you just don't hear it.
The line that says it's the great his reaction is the greatest gift. He overdoes it every time. His reactions are better than any gift he could ever give me. He always thanks me over and over.
No. Wait. The line says I stopped fighting it when I met him.
They had sex on the first night. They're into it.
And she stopped fighting it because it's how they stay close. My husband showed out every night. He don't keep quiet. Sometimes he wake our sons up. My mama stayed with me for a week and she couldn't believe it. She asked me one day, do you enjoy it as much as he did? She come talking about, I couldn't believe my mama asked me that. I can't, listen to this, Shirley. I can't get my husband to be quiet or stay in one room. There is some turmoil going on in this house. All this hollering. He wakes up our son sometimes because he yells or moans the whole time. Next line that says there's a problem. He overdoes it every time. This is a cry for help, but she's trying to mask it. His reactions, there she goes, his reactions are better than any gift he could ever give.
Yes.
He always thanks me over and calls me his queen.
That's not a complaint.
My two aunts think it's unnatural, and I can't tell if they both hate us or if there might be something really wrong with my husband. Both them statements is true. Your aunts, them big wide heifers, they hate us. Ain't nobody moaned and hollered on them in a while. So they hate. Now the next line says, or if there might be something really wrong with my husband. It is. It is. But is every day though? You listen.
Some people do it every day.
Shirley.
Yes.
Too much water ain't good for you. Too much of anything in excess is not good for you. You're taking away the specialty of it. The anniversary, Mother's Day, date night don't mean nothing because it's every night. Now, let me explain something to you that you don't know, Cheryl.
Okay.
In a man's body, he's able to produce X amount of monumental moments. Let's just say that for
radio. Okay, all right.
A man can only produce X amount of monumental moments.
Mm-hmm. See, now you're getting clinical. Go ahead.
The gun is not going to fire. After you've used up your bullets, you have to reload.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to come shortly for him. He 48 now. Mm-hmm. I'm predicting at this pace, he got about another 3 years of every day.
Okay, well then he'll slow down. Okay, that's fair.
He going to slow way down, Shirley.
Mm-hmm.
He going to be out of bullets. He going to have to go get the manufacturing chamber for the bullets repaired because he's done extreme damage to himself.
Well, don't you all have medicine for that? Don't you all have some pills for
that? No, this ain't medicine, Shirley. This is something else. Now, let me tell you this.
Okay.
If there might be something wrong with him, I wouldn't consider him a sex addict, but there are times when he will not take no for an answer.
Mm-hmm.
We are constantly talking about on this show somebody not being able to take no for an answer.
Uh-huh.
We're going to deal with one of these stories this week in the news, I would assume. Now, that's a problem if he can't take no for an answer. Because it has to happen every night, according to this letter.
Now, that is a problem. I agree with you.
Shirley, now make up your mind now.
No, I did say if it's uncomfortable or anything.
I told you it was a problem at the beginning of this letter. Now, that done took you to just now to admit.
No, that's not true. I said it in my response. If it's uncomfortable for her.
As we get older, I wonder if I will be able to keep up with him. You ain't going to have to worry about it. Because he ain't going to be able to keep up.
Listen, post your comments.
You'll be firing sawdust in a minute, and you ain't going to have to worry about it.
At Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook, and check out the Strawberry Letter podcast.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.